So you're not going to come in for Botox, but you're going to go get a hip replacement?
I hate to be arrogant, but do I need Botox? Look.
Hey, babies. Welcome to the Dr. Beauty Podcast hosted by me, Dr. Anna Guanche. I'm so excited you're here. We plan to educate, inspire, and entertain you. This podcast is not just about beauty. It's about lifestyle, inspiration, life hacks, and of course, beauty.
All right. Let me swallow my gum.
Don't swallow your gum.
Things haven't changed much. How are you? Good. I'm so excited to have you on the Dr. Beauty Podcast. You know, I'm a dermatologist now, but you and I haven't seen each other since, well, I did see you at a game, but since what? We were juniors at LSU?
Yes.
Say it again.
It was geography class.
Geography class. I used to sit in class and we had those stadium seats and you were so tall, your legs had to go over the next seat.
Can you inform the people that I went to class every day? Can you tell them that, please?
Listen, everybody who's listening. He was in class every single day. He was the best student. I was actually a tutor in the athletic department. I tutored a bunch of other people, but Shaq never needed any tutoring, right?
Thank you.
So it's true. And I know that you're a doctor, Shaquille O'Neal, now. So what is your doctorate in?
My doctorate is in education.
Love it.
Yes.
You see? So I love all your videos. I love that you're getting into making TikToks and reels these days.
Yeah, the way I use social media is 60% to make you laugh, 30% to inspire you, and 10% to promote what I'm selling. I don't want to be one of those guys that's always bragging and showing off. And so I just try to, you know, if you're going to click on my page, hopefully you get at least a laugh or some inspiration out of it.
I love it. I'm all about inspiring people. Do you have a favorite inspirational quote?
Yes, it's by Jeff Bezos.
Yeah?
If you invest in things that's going to help other people, the return on your investment could be unimaginable.
Love it. I have not heard that one, so I'm glad. The idea of this podcast is not just to talk about beauty, but we, like I said, educate, inspire, and entertain people. And so I like, obviously, it's entertaining just to have you on here. I personally am very excited. Inspiration-wise, who is the person that you looked up to that inspired you to become the person that you are today?
Well, it's a lot of people. You know, when you're in my line of work, there's a lot of great people to look to. First one was Julius Erving, Dr. J. And I saw Magic Johnson, and then I saw Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. But being in Hollywood as a youngster, you see how to become a superstar. I can remember hanging out with Ben Affleck and Matt Damon and just seeing those guys grow into the superstars they are. I always noticed that they were nice and polite people, taking pictures, taking time to talk to people. So I was like, okay, if I ever become that big, I got to be nice. You know, I see Eddie Murphy and Chris Rock and Rob Lowe. There was a club in LA called Roxy, and all the biggest stars used to go in there. I just used to sit in there and watch them, and 95% of those people were nice. They were very nice. So I knew that was the first attribute I had to have if I ever became big time. Just had to be nice to people and, you know, just respect other people.
I feel like you started out that way. You were nice in college. You were already a nice guy, a nice person. Very unassuming.
No, I was nice in college. Yes, I was
nice
very
in
nice.
What?
You know, I'm saying I was very nice in college, so it wasn't a problem of me being nice. It was just, you know, a lot of times when some people get things they never had before, they can kind of forget where they came from and, you know, forget their core values. So I just knew that, hey, no matter what you obtain, just, continue to be nice.
Yes, definitely. And I do take care of some celebrities here as a dermatologist. And I've noticed that people are very humble. And in fact, sometimes their level of success and fame is inversely proportional with, you know, how egotistical or, you know, how sort of, I don't know how to explain it, but basically the most humble people are the most famous people, it seems like. So it's an interesting thing to learn because people expect that rich and famous people are maybe not going to be so humble, but I find the opposite to be true.
And do you do a hair transplants?
I haven't started doing hair transplants yet. I actually am looking to expand right now. I'm going to be offering more services, so I wouldn't do them, but I might bring someone in that does that because of high demand. But you have to have some hair follicles to transplant from.
Oh, I don't. You know? Trust me. I don't have any. I don't have any.
So I noticed that you do so many kind and wonderful things for people, and this is one of them, but you also are always surprising people and getting gifts for their kids. And from, I saw one in particular from Best Buy where you were helping a woman buy a laptop for her child. And I am so touched by that. I find that to be just delightful. I love it that you do that.
You know, for some people, $1,500, $2,000 is a lot of money. And a lot of times you can't just pull your credit card out or write a check for $2,000. But by the grace of God, I can, and it's not going to bother me. So if I can make somebody else's life easier, I think that's, you know, what it's all about.
Love it. And the other thing that I heard you say the other day, because I watch you all the time, is when you tell your kids, like, you're not rich, I'm rich. I think that's funny.
That's true.
Even though, I mean, it is true, right?
Yeah, I mean, I don't. Well, it's not what they say. They can't say anything. Like, I don't mind spoiling them, but, you know, some point you have to say, hey, man, you got to go out and get your own. Mm-hmm. Two is always better than one. If I'm rich and you're rich, and the family's richer than we ever been.
Yeah. Do you find yourself as much of a disciplinarian as maybe your parents were?
No, not really. I don't really have to. You know, my kids always grew up in a good situation, so. Whenever I have to speak my mind, it only takes 1 minute. But you know, all the trials and tribulations I had when they were growing up, they're starting to see it now because they're adults and they watch the news. But growing up in the areas we live in, it ain't much of that going around.
Yeah. Where did you grow up? Because I was in Baton Rouge in undergrad, and I went to LSU in New Orleans. But
I grew up in Newark, New Jersey.
Oh, okay. So you didn't go to school. You didn't go to Louisiana. You came to LSU to play, I'm assuming,
yes.
Then.
Yep.
I remember seeing your dad out. I remember watching you play basketball in college, and you looked like a man among boys. It was literally like watching a man with a bunch of little boys.
That was a long time ago.
Yeah, and your dad was your... what? Your dad was very involved at the time.
He passed away about 10 years ago, but he was the one that helped me become who I am today.
Love it. Would you say he's one of, growing up and deciding what direction you're going to go in, is he one of the people that initially inspired you?
Not inspired, but made sure I followed the right path to get there.
Yeah.
And actually, you know, showed me how to get there.
Love it. How do you keep up with all the things you do with ESPN and doing all these fun commercials and interviews and things like that? What tips do you have for us to like be bigger and sort of, I always call it scaling. Like, how can you scale up?
I don't need to scale because I delegate.
Delegate.
You know, yes. Two minds, 10 minds, 20 minds is always greater than one. Would you like to meet my lovely assistant?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Oh, honey.
Yes, hurry up. Take your mask off. This is the lady that handles all my business at TNG.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
She's gorgeous.
Yes. Yes, thank you.
Are you in Atlanta? Are you in Atlanta right now?
Yeah, I'm in Atlanta. I work at TNG. So, you know, when you have, and then another one of my favorite quotes, Dwight Eisenhower, the greatest leaders are smart enough to hire people smarter. So, of course, she's way smarter than I am, and she can handle a lot of my stuff for me. Would you like to meet my other assistant?
Yes, I would love to. Who's your other assistant?
Ready? Take your mask off. I have all the nice assistants.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
What's your name?
Raven.
Is he nice to you? Does he like make you do all his gut work, or is he like pretty reasonable?
He's great. He's great.
I saw that minute of hesitation.
Oh.
There was like a little tiny moment of hesitation.
So where is Mr. Guanche?
Mr. Guanche is, he is actually, you know, he's an orthopedic surgeon. So he takes care of a lot of athletes. Does he do hips? He does.
Okay. Well, tell
he
him.
He probably did a few today, actually.
I will tell him I'm going to need to talk to him.
Oh, yeah, definitely does hip arthroscopy and hip replacements. His practice is in at Southern California Orthopedic Institute. So let's put a plug in for him. He's in Van Nuys, California.
That's even perfect. Okay, cool. Tell him
Van Nuys, California.
All right, good. Yeah, because I'm going to get a hip replacement soon.
So you're not going to come in for Botox, but you're going to go get a hip replacement?
I hate to be arrogant, but do I need Botox? Look.
No, but I saw you trying to do that challenge where you squat down and you like couldn't even.
I know, I can't remember that. Okay, so I have a question. Is eye fillers considered Botox? Because I don't know.
No, the under eye, that's filler. So it's a little bit different. So Botox is more for wrinkles and, you know, your forehead lines and stuff. Under eye filler is something I do a lot of, especially for guys, because they don't like those circles under their eyes. But you're looking really good.
Well, do I need fillers?
No, you don't need anything. But look, get a little closer. Let me see. Not bad. Not bad. Look at his face. We'll do a little telemedicine consultation.
All right,
Isn't it funny how the camera makes your face look different when you're up close?
I know it does.
What do you have advice for kids that want to be athletes that admire you so much?
Yes. Listen to mommy. Listen to daddy. Whoever your favorite player is, steal all his moves and work hard. And work harder than you ever worked before and never give up. You follow at least 4 out of 5 of those rules, you'll definitely make it. A lot of kids want instant gratification, and you don't always get that.
He gave me his favorite quote, and he told me who his mentors are. You said your mentors were sort of some of the actors that you came and met when you were first in Los Angeles, right?
Ben Affleck, and now Damon.
He's with J-Lo, my favorite girl.
Yes, she's hot. She's perfect.
She's hot. Are you going to the wedding?
No.
No. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
What do you have some new movies coming out? Because my favorite is when you're being funny.
No, I don't have any new movies coming out. Not that I know of. Actually, I shot a movie with Adam Sandler last summer. It's supposed to come out, but I don't know. I don't know the name of it or, you know, anything about it.
Well, I am going to do free association questions with you really quick since we only have a couple minutes.
All right, let's do it.
So I say one word and you say one word back.
Deal.
Deal. Shaq.
Diesel.
Diesel. Tigers.
White tigers.
That's 2 words. Dermatologist.
Dermatologist. Are beautiful.
Aw, that's awesome. All my dermatology friends are going to love that. Yeah. And then California.
Love.
You love it? I love it too. What's your favorite state?
Favorite state probably have to be Texas.
Really? But you live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I live in Atlanta.
But you're Shaq. You could live wherever you wanted to.
True. But I like Dallas.
Dallas. Love it. I like Austin.
Yeah, I was actually looking at a house on Lake Austin.
Mm-hmm. Keep it weird.
You know it.
Needles.
Sewing?
You're supposed to say.
All right, needles. Dermatology.
Okay, perfect. Moist.
Biscuits.
Biscuits. Smooth.
Booty.
Smooth booty. That's what I give you. I'm a dermatologist, give you a smooth booty. Beach.
Manhattan.
Manhattan Beach. Hot.
Hot?
Hot.
Girls.
Girls. Okay. Plump.
Booty.
We have a running theme. We have a running theme going here. And juicy.
Juicy. Booty.
Ben?
10.
Big.
Big money.
Booty. Oh, no, big money. Oh, there's something that's not about the booty. Yes. Oh, my God. Okay, and then one more word. Let's see. Style.
Points.
Style points. Love it.
Like your style points, you get 100 out of 100.
Oh, you want to see my outfit? I'm wearing an Alice and Olivia jumpsuit. You can't see the whole thing, but anyway.
I don't know who that is. Hold on. Ladies,
oh, this is not Alice and Olivia. Black Halo. I apologize. Black Halo jumpsuit.
I don't know.
They never heard of Black Halo.
Black Halo. She makes the Jackie O dresses. You want to see?
We should look it up.
Black you got to look it up. What? I'm too close to the screen for you to see my outfit, but it's like a pantsuit.
You know, it's crazy.
Huh?
You know, it's crazy. You still look the same like you did in college.
Aw, thank you. I'm dying trying.
So
I am literally dying trying.
So if I'm 50, that would make you 24.
Exactly. I'm half your age, for God's sake.
That's awesome.
So you want to spin the wheel again, or are you good to go?
Yeah, one more.
One more. Okay, so the next thing would be you can choose between wear it or tear it and love it or hate it.
Got it.
Which one?
Love it or hate it.
Okay, love it or hate it. Oh, these are all girl things.
Good.
Overlined lips.
Love it.
Lip gloss.
You hate it.
You hate lip gloss? I have some on right now.
No, but that's evidence.
That's what?
If you kiss me, and I get some on my shirt. That's evidence that I kissed
somebody. Oh, you don't like all that evidence. Yeah. I got you. Everyone's dying laughing over here.
Yeah.
I keep saying what you're saying again is because I have my AirPods in. They can't hear what you said.
Okay.
So, okay, fresh blowout.
Love it.
Love it. Fast food.
Love it.
Which is your favorite fast food?
Big Chicken.
Big Chicken. They don't have a Big Chicken here. I like In-N-Out. Have you ever had an In-N-Out burger?
Of course, yeah. In-N-Out is really good. But did they have a Big Chicken in Pasadena?
They do. I'm gonna have to try that out. Smoothies.
Oh, love it. Strawberry love banana. It.
Do you put protein powder in your smoothies?
Yes, chocolate.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Is it whey protein, pea protein, or soy protein?
Whey.
Oh, yeah. Whey for bulking up. As long as you don't break out from it. Okay, no. Workout clothes. Love it or hate it?
Hate it.
You do?
Yeah. Because I just put on pants and a tank top.
You just like, oh, that's it. You just wear pants and a tank top to work out?
Yeah, I wear pants and a tank top. And then when I'm in the gym and some girls are standing behind me, I act like I'm hot and I take my shirt off so they can see my six pack. And they go, oh my God, I didn't know you were that beautiful. I'm like, yeah,
I want to see your six pack.
Nope. Nope.
Why can't we see it?
Because I'm at work.
We want to see it. Okay. What about, let's see, coffee?
Hate it.
No. You hate coffee?
Actually, no. I love it. I'm sorry.
Oh, me too. I'm obsessed with coffee. Obsessed.
I actually have a coffee company. It's called Forto. My coffee shots.
Forto. I'm going to have to try that.
Coffee energy shots.
Are these Colombian beans? Or where do you get your beans?
I want to say yes, but I'm not sure. I don't want to, get in trouble.
Okay. Forto. I'm going to try it. Do you know what I drink? I still drink community coffee. I have it delivered. Community. Yeah, from Louisiana because it has chicory in it. I still drink that.
That's awesome.
Addicted. Okay. What about headbands? Hate you like it. Those headbands?
No, I hate it.
I like them only when Will Ferrell wears them.
Yes, that's true.
Then he can get away with it because he's got that nice spongy hair.
Yeah.
That it looks good on. What about sand?
Hate it.
You hate sand. I know, sand annoys me, I'll be honest. It gets in all my shoes and everything. Yeah. It's like a horrible side effect of living in L.A. Working from home.
Love it.
You love it? Have you been working from home? I guess we all have, huh?
Yeah, I love it because in my Zoom meetings, I could put on a shirt and tie and a jacket and still be in my underwear.
Ah, is that why you don't want to stand up all the way?
Well, no, I'm at work right
now. Oh. When you say at work, like you're at TMT.
Yes, TMT, watching Toronto Philly game scores 50-42.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. 50-42 people. Okay, meal prepping.
I hate it. Hate it.
You hate it? You're not a chefy chef type? You don't like to cook?
My new cookbook just hit stores, so you can check it out. Yes. So I can cook, but I do have a chef.
What kind of cooking do you do? I'm going to have to get this cookbook. I'm obsessed.
Whatever you need me to cook, I can cook it. Are we ready? Are they ready for me to come back? All right, I have to go. Right. Hit me all up right. Anytime.
All thank right. You love so it. Much.
All right, and tell your husband I want to talk to him about my hip surgery.
I definitely will. I'm going to send you his contact information.
Love you. Oh,
all right, love you.
I'm not going to tell people that you cheated off me in college to get to where you are. All good. Love you.
Love you too. All right. Don't get me in trouble.
Well, bye-bye.
Bye, babies. Bye.
All right.